that's been here with us this morning. I pray that you've just made yourself at home here in the Lord's house. And I want you to bear with us this morning and pray for us as we deliver and at what the Lord's laid upon our hearts and at this morning to give to you. I pray it be a blessing to you. And I pray above all things that you would open your hearts this morning and receive and at what the Lord would have for us and at here and at today. I'm glad that He's got a message for every moment of our life. Amen. No matter what you're going through today or what you've been through this week or maybe the last year, God already knows all about it. Amen. And this morning, He's probably got a message. And some, you may look at the message as a whole and say, well, that wasn't for me. But I believe this morning that somewhere in that message, there's a word for everyone. Amen. That God would deliver. So I want you to pray for us and that as we stand and that today. And we are going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. And I'm going to read a very familiar passage of Scripture that I have not been able to get away from. And that over the last week and a half, and we quote it all the time, we talk about it all the time, and this morning we're going to preach on it. I'm going to say that I've never preached off of this Scripture. I've made mention of it so many times, but I've never preached a message off of this Scripture. And so this morning I'm nervous, and I want you to bear with us, and we'll give you just what the Lord would give us, and then we'll go home, amen. So let's find ourselves together. If you want to stand, you can stand. If you're comfortable with that this morning, and let's honor and reverence the word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and that in verse number 14, I'm going to start reading there. Read about four verses, and then we'll pray. 2 Corinthians 5 and 14 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth, and that know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we Him no more." Verse number 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, and who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Let us pray. Father, we thank You this morning, and that for allowing us to be in this place. I thank You for every heart, every individual, God, that's gathered themselves this way. And Father, I pray that we could leave in this moment, if it would be Thine will, and we could say we have been blessed, and that to be in the house of God. Father, I pray, Lord, that You be with us as we stand, and that behind this sacred desk, and we deliver, and that the message, and that of what thus saith the Lord. God, I pray that You'd set me to the side, Father. Lord, let my mouth be just a mouthpiece, God, for You. God, that we may speak, and that the truths of the Word of God, and Father, that Your Spirit may speak through us, God. And Lord, that it would be with all clarity, Father, and that You'd give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding that our minds can't hold upon its own accord. But Father, that You, through Your Holy Spirit, God, would do through power and demonstration, and that to deliver before the people that this morning. God, if there's somebody here that's hurting, God, would You heal them? Father, if there's somebody here this morning, God, and who's lost, would You save them? Father, if there's somebody here, God, this morning, God, who is confused, would You give them peace of mind? Father, if there's somebody here this morning, God, who just needs just a little comfort in their life, God, You said that You left and at this world and at to bring us and at the great Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And God, I ask You, Lord, this morning that You would sweep in the form of the Spirit up and down these aisles. God, that You would search each heart, each life, and God, that You would move from breast to breast. And God, we'll praise You. We'll thank You. God, I pray for the anointing this morning.
Yes.
God, that we may be able to do what You'd have us to do. And God, we'll praise You. And Lord, I pray the church, God the saved, would be able to rejoice this morning. And at those who knows what this Scripture truly means within their hearts, would be able to rejoice with us and that they are no longer the old creature, but have been made anew. We praise You in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen and amen. You may be seated. This morning I want to take in at just a little while and I want to just kind of break down this this great verse, amen, that goes back. Let's read it one more time together. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And now all things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. This morning, I'm glad, and you can testify, those who are saved this morning, that you ain't today who you once was. Amen. You've been changed from the old and been brought to the new, of the newness of the life that Christ and that would do and give us, and that in our being. I want you to see this morning. I want to walk you through some C words that God give us, and this may be a little different this morning, but it'll be in the will of God. And that it said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, I want you to see this firstly, a friend, that you must come to Christ, and that before you can ever receive, and that the new creature, there must be the action of coming to, and at a place, and that of knowing Christ. And that I want you to see this, and that this morning in the book of Romans, and we're going to give you some scripture. You can turn with us if you would, and that, but I want you to listen if you will, and that in Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 5, the Bible says, and that this, for if we have been planted together, and that in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Friend, that means that whoever you was before you met Jesus is not who you should be today. And that I'm glad that when you encounter this man, and that he brings a life-changing source to you. Friend, look at this. It says that if we're planted together in His likeness of His death, we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. And verse number 6, look what it says. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, and that for he that is dead is freed from sin. This morning I want to say this, and that in order to come, there must be an understanding and a knowing, amen, of this man named Jesus. This morning I'm glad that I know about Him, amen. I'm glad that I know what Jesus done for an old sinner like me, and that to come and bleed and die on a cross, and that Him be buried in an old borrowed tomb, and on the third day, glory be unto God, arise, and that conquering death, hell, and the grave. He done that, dear friend, this morning for one reason. That one reason is this morning this, for me and you, that we may know who Jesus is. And the Bible said to have life and have life more abundantly. Friend, I did not even know how to live, Brother Doug, until I met Jesus Christ. I didn't know what the meaning of living was until I surrendered my life and that unto Him. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So before you can get there, there has to be a knowing and that to come to Christ. Friend, this morning, and that He said that if any man would knock, the door shall be opened unto him, and that if you'd seek, you shall find. This morning I'm glad that He said that if you'd open the door, that He would come in and He would sup with you. This morning I'm glad, friend, that Jesus has made the way, and that me and you this morning can come to
the knowing and that of Christ. To know who He is and what He's done is what compels a man to come to His glory this morning, to know, and that is to come. Friend, I want to say this, that when I found out, and that down in the heart of hearts of myself, I found an understanding, a knowing that without Him, I could not live, and that how life is designed, and that I could not live life, and that, listen, by my own means, but that I had to live life through a Savior who died and shed His blood, and that for somebody like me, have I done anything to earn it? No. Have I done anything to deserve it? No. But friend, thank God for the perfect and free gift of salvation that has come, and at one time, and that through the blood of a darling Son whose name was Jesus, He came and He died. And knowing that, friend, and that will compel men to come to Him. I want to say that knowing and that who Jesus is and what He's done and understanding, I want you to see this morning. And that Romans 6 and verse 6 said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him. So when Jesus bled and died on Calvary, friend, He laid down His life. He bridged the gap, so to say, over hell, that whoever would walk that bridge and that and come to the cross, come to Jesus and call upon His name, and know that when that happens, and understand and believe in your heart that when you call upon His name, He's faithful and He's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This morning I'm glad that when I knew and I finally understood and that Jesus was the only way for my escape. How many's glad that He made a way for you? He made a way of escape this morning, that you, dear friend, do not have to go to hell. You do not have to know and at the pain and the torments of a place called hell. But thank God, on the hand of Jesus, of those that would come, the Bible says, and that in Romans, and at their chapter, and at 10, 9 through 13, thank God this morning, friend, He said that whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. The name of the Lord shall be saved. And this morning I want to say that when you come to Christ, you know already, friend, that He is capable of doing something in your life. I want you to see this. Hey, when that woman with the issue of blood, and that came, friend, there in the Gospels, friend, she had a knowing, and that Jesus had healed others, that Jesus had done a great work, and that in others' lives, and friend, her only hope that was left in this walk of life was to get to this man named Jesus. Why was it the only hope? Friend, she had done tried many things. She had done spent all of her money and had upon physicians of whom could not heal her. She had done spent all of her life savings and had trying to get help. But thank God that day that she crawled into a great multitude that was gathered there that day. She met a man by the name of Jesus. And friend, there that day, she was healed, made whole, and she was changed from who she had been. She had had that issue of blood for 12 years. I want you to see that. But friend, when she came to the knowledge of knowing that Christ was the only way, friend, I want you to see this. And that, secondly, and that when you come to Christ, or something happens, and that you know to come to Him because there's help supplied, because there's healing supplied, because there is a hope supplied, and that in Christ. But look at this. Secondly, when we come, friend, when you come with a broken and a contrite spirit, the Bible says that you can be converted to Christ. You can come to Christ. Christ, but believing that first one was knowing to come. Second one is believing that He can change you from the former, of what was going on before, of what was happening in the old. Friend, believing in your heart that Jesus is the only way. And that the Bible said in John 14:6, He said, behold, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Friend, I'm thankful. And that it takes Jesus to truly change and transform someone who was of old to something brand new this morning. Doug, it's only Jesus that can do that today. I want you to see that knowing is to come and believing is to be converted. To convert. I want you to see this, and at this morning, going back to that in Romans, and that there, and that, look what it said. It said, knowing this, that the old man be crucified with him, and that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth, and that we should not serve sin, for he that is dead, and that is freed from sin. And now, if we be dead with Christ, and that we believe, listen now, we believe that we shall also live with Him. This morning I want to say that when I came to Christ knowing that He had a way prepared or could make a way for me to be set free from the bondage of my sin, I find that, hey, when I called upon His name and I asked Him to come into my heart and to save me, friend, I believed in that moment. I want to say that you have to believe that He's able. How many this morning in the house of God believes He's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than anything we could think or pray in Ephesians 3:20? And this morning I want to say thank God, friend, that if you come and you believe, friend, you can be converted. What does converted mean? You can be changed today. But it only comes through Jesus. It's only through Him. And that people get sore at us, I guess, because we're so trustworthy as Christians in the God whom we serve. And we discredit, I guess you could say, the other little name gods. Friend, I want to say that it wasn't Muhammad that saved me from hell. It wasn't Allah that saved me from hell. Friend, my God, Jesus, friend, the grave He was buried in doesn't have bones in it today. And that there isn't, hey, listen, a coffin there. And that with dust of His body. Friend, Allah has that. Muhammad has that. But I serve a true and a living God today. Friend, that if you just believe on His name, if you come knowing, friend, of who He is, and believe He's capable of changing your life, then I'll tell you, you better look up, honey, because things are about to change this morning. Hey, Mark. Hey, listen, I want to say this. This old country boy this morning didn't know a whole lot about Jesus. Brother James, I didn't know a whole lot about Him when I came. But I knew one thing, that they said He died on the cross and that He was buried for my sins. Billy, for my sins, for your sins. He was buried for that very reason. But He didn't stay buried, friend. He arose on the third day, victorious over death, hell, and the grave, conquering in that the very thing that would hold us, amen, from eternal life. But thank God that when Jesus rose, honey, I'm going to say one of these days we're going to have to rise. And then I'm going to say this morning that the grave can't hold us down. That have known and believed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can't hold you down. I like that old song. There ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. Ain't no grave. Because you know what? Either way, because I have known and I have believed
and that in Jesus Christ, one of these days, friend, whether I go in that to the grave or if I'm standing right here behind this pulpit and the Lord splits the eastern sky, Doug, He's taking me home. And that if the soul has to bust forth and give back what has been given, friend, or if I'm standing here, Judy, preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ in His fullness, friend, I want to say praise His name, that I'm not going down, but I'm going up. You, friend, that know Him and believe Him, and that are going up as well. And friend, this morning I want to say, and that to come is to know and to believe. A friend is to be converted. And that, let me go a step further and say this, knowing and believing, and that the old man is crucified with Christ. A friend, and believing that in your heart of hearts, and that Jesus done what only Jesus can do. Friend, you'd be amazed, and that at the things that you will see happen, and that in your life, when you fully and completely trust and at the will of God, the hand of God, the person of God, which is Jesus. Amen. I want to say this morning, friend, that it does take coming and being converted to know who He is. Amen. Trusting in Him and fully holding to the promise. Hey, friend, I'm glad this morning John 3:16 is still powerful. Amen. There's those today that'll stand and say it just don't get the job done anymore. But friend, I beg to differ. John 3:16. I was 21 years old and couldn't even quote you John 3:16. But friend, I did know that He died on a cross and that He was buried in a tomb and He arose again. And now in this moment He's seated at the right hand side of God, of the Father in heaven, making intercession for me and you. A friend, that whosoever will, let him come and know and believe that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Somebody better holler amen. I just don't think you feel it like I feel it. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm glad I know about Him, but I'm also glad I believe in Him. Amen. And I'm glad that changed me from who I used to be. How many's glad this morning to testify and to just holler a big amen that you ain't who you once was?
Amen.
You've been transformed. And that by the power of God. I want you to see this going on a step further. And then I want you to see that when you know and you believe, and that a transformation begins, and that as a new creature begins to be molded and made, and that into you. I want you to look in John 14 in verse number 7, and that here this morning, and that you just bear with us and that today, friend, and we'll try to get done, and that just as quick as we can get done. And that, but John in chapter number 14, and that in verse number 17, and that we made mention a little bit about it there the other night concerning the fruit of love. But verse number 17 in chapter 14 of John says that even the Spirit of truth, and that whom the world cannot receive, and that because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, and that but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He said, and I'll not leave you comfortless. He said, that I will come to you. Friend, I want to say this morning, thank God that those that will know Him and believe in Him, look at this, will be, they'll not only come, be converted, but there's a confirmation. That's the third point this morning. And that there'll be a confirmation made within you. What does that mean this morning, preacher? You came, and that whether you was in your living room, or whether you was on the side of the road, or whether you was at the grocery store, wherever you was, when you came to Christ, you came knowing, you vowed believing that Jesus would change your life. And friend, when you came up, hallelujah, hallelujah, when you came up, something a brand new. You went down the old man and you came up anew. And friend, this morning I want to say the confirmation that would be given unto you is this, of the Holy Spirit. Even the Spirit, and that we're talking about, and that here in the book of John, chapter 14, it said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world could not receive. Why can't the world receive it? Because they choose not to. But thank God this morning, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. This morning, when you get saved, honey, there's something something happens that absolutely changes you. I want to tell you how that works this morning. And that Jesus comes down, sees you where you're at, showers that blood of Calvary on you. Friend, I'm thankful that I had a blood transfusion. Amen. And that I thank God that I am no longer my own, but I'm His. And this morning that when I went down, I came. And when I came, I believed and I was converted. And friend, when I got back up, there was a confirmation, confirmed, Brother Wayne, in my life. What was it? It was this. I no longer had the desires of the old man. And had a dirty mouth I went down with. And when I came up, it was washed clean. What do you mean, preacher? I've been saved almost 9 years. And I want to say, by the grace of an almighty God, I haven't said a dirty word and cussed since the moment that I got saved. You say, preacher, you don't ever hit your little toe. Yes, I do. But honey, it's by His grace. I'm not consumed with the former things of the old man. But I've been renewed and transformed. And that in the newness of my mind. Friend, when I came up, there was a confirmation that let me know. I've never talked to so many people, and that in all my life, than these days which we live in, who just don't know if they've ever been saved. Friend, I'll tell you what, there's a confirmation that's been given us who have trusted in Jesus and trust in His love. I want to say that confirmation's this. The Bible says, greater is He who lives within you and that than he who lives in the world. This morning, the Holy Spirit of God. And I want to say, thank God for the Holy Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're all three in one. You can't get one without getting the other. Amen. And this morning, I want to say, thank God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That came in. Now listen, this is how this works. Went down that old man, and you read in the Bible about the putting off the old man and putting on the new man.
Yep.
And when I went down that old man, that old sinner, that old dirty mouth, didn't care what I thought about what people thought about me or how I act around anybody. Friend, that man, when that man went down, 21 years old, on the side of the road at Willie's Barbecue. Friend, when I went down in that gravel parking lot and I called upon the name of Jesus, friend, He gave me a comforter, which we done read about. Friend, that inward dwelling, which is what John 14 and verse 17 says, the inward dwelling of His Spirit. And friend, I'll tell you what that Spirit does when it gets on the inside of you. And that a lot of people says, well, it'll make you look different on the outside. Can I say this, dear friend? And that in the years of being saved, Brother Doug, I've probably got uglier than I've got prettier, amen. But I want to say this, and that it ain't done a whole lot with this face, but thank God, friend, and that it changed on the inside of me, and at the most inner parts of my heart, friend, it took away, and at the bondage of sin that separated me, and that from the love of God, when it came into my heart, and the Bible said He set up an abode, within you, and when He sets up that abode, and that within you, dear friend, that confirmation is brought, and it lets you know that you're no longer your own, but now you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and at the Almighty, amen, Jehovah Jireh. You belong to God. And when you start to try, you say that old man starts rising up. I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit will say, oh no you don't. Friend, that thing's been buried. The old man's dead, amen. And the new man is free to live. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I want to say this morning. I've talked to people that said, well, and that it just didn't happen overnight. But friend, I want to say what I experienced, and maybe people are different, I don't know. But what I experienced when I called upon Jesus, when I came knowing and I bowed, believing, being converted, and when I came up in the confirmation, the Holy Spirit, friend, when I started hanging out with them boys that I used to run around with, the Holy Spirit said, no, this ain't going to work.
That's
When I turn on my radio station and want to listen to that old ungodly garbage that I used to listen to, the Holy Spirit says, no, this ain't going to work. The confirmation. Things begin to change within my heart. My desires was not what they once was. Hey man, I'm telling you, and that I love my wife this morning. And she had to go through a lot, brother Doug, and that, to get to where we are today. And I bet the day that I got saved, boy, I bet she shouted glory, hallelujah. Hey man, she wasn't with me when I got saved. She was in Johnson City at school. And when I got saved, I called her and we both cried, amen, and we shouted. And I, ever since that moment, you asked my wife, and that I have been a different man. I've been a different person. Friend, you might have not liked the Cody Harris that you would have met back then. But friend, thank God for the confirmation. And that I cannot live unto myself, but I must live unto God because of the inward dwelling of His Spirit, of that molds us and makes us and rearranges all those things that we once used to like. But friend, He gives us brand new desires.
Amen.
Can I say that I've never been more in love with Jesus than today?
That's right, brother.
He's molded me and He's shaped me, and I'm never going to be finished until He calls me home. I want you to understand that. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God in Romans 3:23. We're all going to continuously sin and fall short. But I want to say this, and that the conscience of the Spirit that's been given us. Friend, when we go to do wrong, you can't do wrong and enjoy it anymore.
Right, brother.
Amen. You can't live a life of sin and enjoy it like you used to when you belonged to Christ. Because you've been changed. You ain't who you was. And this morning I'm going to tell you, people's lost their shouts over it anymore. People can't get excited anymore that you've been made a new creature. And as somebody said to me one time in revival, I wish I could shout like I did the day I got saved, because I ain't shouted like it since. I said, well, God just gets gooder and gooder every day. Amen.
He sure does.
He don't change. He's a never changing God, the Bible says.
That's right.
But we change sometimes. Sometimes we fall back. Sometimes we don't walk as strong with Him as we usually do, but that confirmation, that inward dwelling of His Spirit, friend, will let us know that we ain't walking right.
Yeah. Right.
Amen?
Right, brother. Amen.
Amen? Is everybody all right this morning?
Amen.
Let me go a little step further. That confirmation, which is that inward change through the Spirit. Let's go into the book of Ephesians. And that this morning, let us show you this scripture, and that God has given us. Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 23. And that this morning the Bible says this. I'm going to start in verse number 21, and I'm going to read our way down. The Bible says this, Ephesians 4 and 21. It says, if so be that you have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. But verse number 23 says, and be renewed in that in the spirit of your mind. Verse number 24, it says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking to every man truth, and that with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil, because you don't belong to him no more. Amen? Because you've been changed. And that, look what it says. It says, let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, and at the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, and that to the use of edifying. What does that mean? We've talked about that quite a bit lately. Lifting each other up. lifting one another up, strengthening one another, amen, edifying one another, that it may minister grace, and that unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Friend, when you got it till you're gone, amen, and that it don't go away, it don't blot out, you can't lose it, amen, thank God. It is eternal. We preached a few weeks on the eternal salvation of God, and just gave you scriptures concerning that. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and that an evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving of one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. How many in here this morning is thankful you're forgiven? Woo! Hallelujah unto God. Or to blow the roof off this place if you've been forgiven for your sins. Amen. And so this morning I want to say that renewed and living change makes the difference in your life. Let me go a step further from confirmation. We're trying to close this up. But we find comfort in Christ. We come to Christ knowing, we are converted to Christ believing, we are confirmed through Christ by the inward dwelling change. And we're comforted. If you're His, boy, I've never found anything more comforting than having the Savior on my side.
Amen, brother.
Amen. And this morning, David said, and that when no man cared for his soul, God loved him.
Amen.
God was there for him. Friend, He said He'd never leave you, nobody ever forsake you. Friend, He'd be there with you. He said, come all who are laboring, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, cast all your cares on Him, for He careth for you.
Amen.
Friend, I want to say God loves you this morning.
Amen.
And He's gave you this new life, not to squander it. Boy, I go back to that scripture of the prodigal son and how he was given all that his father had. And he took, and what did he do? He threw it all away. He threw all of it away. He squandered all the money. He lost all the money and possession that he had to the world. He was having a good time, he thought.
Yep.
But, look, he was miserable. He got down there even to a place where he began to feed and that his belly with a husk from the pigs, what they ate. He got down there and was wallering in the hog water, amen?
Amen.
He was in a bad place. He was miserable. Why? Because he belonged to his father. He could not be comfortable and enjoy himself living where he didn't belong.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Is everybody all right this morning?
Amen.
So what do we find the prodigal son doing? He came back. It was a long road back, I believe.
Yeah.
He found himself coming back. And I believe the father was standing at the door. I believe he was looking out across the drive, and I believe he seen his son as he came over the hill. And friend, I believe there was a meeting take place that day of true love and comfort and compassion from the Father. How do you know that this morning, preacher? Because the Bible tells me this. He ran into the Father's arms, and that in the Father kissed him. He grabbed a hold of his son who he loved, and he wouldn't let go of him. He hollered for the servants and he said, hey, my son which is lost now is found. He's come back. He said, somebody go get the best robe and put on him. He said, somebody go get shoes and put on his feet. Put the finest ring on his finger. He said, somebody go kill the fatted calf. We're about to have us a celebration.
Amen. Amen.
Because my son,
praise God,
the one that belongs to me, thank God he wasn't comfortable away from me. But he's found complete comfort. He's found complete in that peace and that being back home where he belonged. This morning I want to say for the child of God, you will not be happy and you will not have any comfort away from the will of God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly
you want it, just don't work. Amen. I'd be lying this morning if I stood and said, all the days of my life I've been saved, I've been in the will of God. That'd be a lie. Because friends, I found places in my life, dark valleys, deep valleys, where I slid back. Amen.
Yes, amen.
But you know what? Because I belong to Him, He welcomed me back home.
Right, amen.
Comfort, amen. comfort in Christ. And that we can find that comfort in that this morning, and that in the renewed living and the changed life. We can find that comfort in that within the Spirit which is dwelling within our hearts. Friend, I'm going to say that in the midnight hour, you hear me say it all the time, Galilee, that in the midnight hour is when the devil hits the hardest. It's when life and that crumbles all around you. It's when Satan does everything he can to pull you this way and pull you that way and get you to fall in it from where you've came. But this morning I want to say that God did not bring you this far in it to leave you. God did not bring you this far, friend, to leave you comfortless either. Amen. But He's gave His Spirit this morning to you, and that you may always find the comforts you need, and that in Christ, through the inward dwelling of that Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that lives within you. Lastly, this morning, I want to give you this, going all the way back around. We've gave you John 14:17. We've given you Romans 6:1-6. We've gave you Ephesians 4:23-24. And this morning, we're going to go right back to Corinthians. And that here, dear friend, this morning, and that in 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And because of that, this morning, friend, you have been lastly, a change because of Christ. You came knowing, you was converted, believing, you was confirmed through His Holy Spirit. You've been comforted through the inward dwelling of His Spirit. And friend, you have been changed. And this morning I want to say, because you have been changed, friend, you can live a life like you've never known before. You can have joy in your life, amen, and that it might be full. You can have peace that surpasses all understanding. Friend, you can have love, friend, that only comes from the Father. You can have comfort like you've never known. And this morning, thank God, because you've been changed. Friend, you know Christ. Christ knows you. And because of that, one of these days, friend, you'll be changed from this mortal body, and you'll be transformed into a brand new body. And because of that, thank God, you'll be took home one of these days. Amen. Oh boy, we've done lost. Everybody's done fell asleep on us. If you're changed this morning, then I believe we ought to act like it.
Amen. That's right.
If we're truly changed, I believe that it'll be a confirmation unto the brethren, and we'll be able to see the fruits of change.
Yes.
I believe this morning, if you've truly been changed through Christ, you'll walk a little bit different. Amen. Yes, I'm going to say that the old Cody Harris, I walked a lot like this. With my head down, never was positive about anything, never was happy, truly happy. But friend, when I got changed,
yep. There you go.
My head began to be lifted a little higher, Doug.
Yeah.
My step got a little higher.
Lighter.
A little lighter.
Yeah. That's right.
And I found through the change of Christ this morning, oh my goodness, at the life you can have today. This morning, maybe you're here and maybe you don't know what that's like. Maybe you don't know what it's like to truly live and live life more abundantly. Maybe you're here this morning and you've never came to Christ and you've never been converted. Maybe you're here this morning and maybe you don't know what that confirmation and that comfort through the Holy Spirit is. Maybe you're here this morning, preacher, and you're saying you have to be changed because you're a whole lot different than I am. And this morning I want to say it's not necessarily looking on somebody else and saying, hey, I'm not like them. Friend, we're all different and it's beautiful this morning.
Yes.
And I want to say this, you may worship different. You may not shout, you may not holler amen, you may not lift your hand, but inside your heart you're bubbling over.
Amen. That's right. There you go, brother. Amen.
This morning maybe you're here and you're saying, oh, preacher, I just don't know if it's the right call for me. I don't know if my family would accept me if I was to come to Christ and be converted. Believe on Him. Have that confirmation. People might say things. People might reject me. I want to say this, that they rejected Jesus.
Amen. Sure did.
He came to His own and His own received Him not. That's what the Bible says.
That's what He said.
But the Bible also says, but as many as did receive Him, unto them gave He the power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
So the glory of it is this. Be changed. Step out and see what change is all about. Because I'm telling you this morning, friends, I know what it's like to be changed. I know what it's like to feel those spiritual shackles, amen, fall from my wrist and my feet. When I used to think that religion, and it was just hypocrisy and everybody was hypocrites, Jesus stepped in and showed me that it wasn't about what everybody else was doing, but it was about what God wanted me to do for Him.
Amen. Amen.
Exactly.
That's right, brother. Absolutely.
When Christ stepped in and said, quit looking at everybody else.
That's right.
I want you to be changed. I want you to experience the life I have to give you.
Yes, amen. Praise
and
God.
Can I tell you, whoa, hold on a minute. I wouldn't take anything, James Baird, for my journey now.
Amen.
Because from the day I got saved to the day I'm standing here before you at Galilee Baptist Church, friend, I can say that I've truly experienced what change is in my life.
Yes, amen.
From all the burdens and the shackles of sin that Satan once had me bound by, and I ain't going to go into all that and give Him any credit for anything, but I am going to give God all the credit for what He did take away from me. What He delivered me from. He literally, Brother Wayne, ripped me out of the clutch of Egypt. And this morning I can stand before you and I can testify with the hopes that maybe you would accept change. To be changed in Christ.
Yes, amen.
To have your life completely rearranged. You may be sitting here this morning and say, oh yeah, I'm saved. Oh yeah, I'm saved. I didn't ask you if you were saved, amen. I asked you if you was born again.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Because there's so many today that get saved. And you have heard me say this before. They just want a little salve rubbed on them and then go back to living how they was living. You see, friend, that God don't deal with that.
That's right.
But this morning, He deals with salvation. Being saved. Born again is what He said to Nicodemus. And this morning, I want to say that if you're here and you've never been saved, this morning, all you've got to do is put one foot in front of the other with the leadership of the Holy Ghost and come.
Right, amen.
Be converted.
Yeah. Amen.
And see the confirmation of the Holy Spirit and the comfort and the change that'll be brought to your life. Stand to your feet across the sanctuary. Betty, would you come? I'm going to ask you to do something. Now, you've probably got a song already lined up, but I think we just need to sing Amazing Grace this morning, if that'll be all right. I'm going to ask everybody that would across the sanctuary, stand to your feet. And as always, we're going to give the verse of invitation. This morning, I really feel within my heart that God has a great reason for this message.
Yes, amen.
And maybe you're here this morning and you need to be saved. This morning I want to say this, heads are bowed, eyes are closed across the sanctuary. I don't want anybody looking at nobody. And Judy, when you get a moment, just go ahead and start playing softly for us. Nobody's looking around. I want to ask you a very serious question this morning. Between you and the good Lord above, you're standing here and at before the sight of God. He's looking down. Maybe He's already dealt with your heart this morning. And He's sent the Holy Spirit to say, hey, you need to be saved. This morning, maybe that's you. Maybe you're just struggling with the fact that, my, I don't know what people's going to say about me. I don't know what people's going to think about me. This morning you say, preacher, I just don't know if I can make that move. This morning I want you to do what Christ done for me. I want you to see this. I want you to see what Christ will do for you. Take your focus off everybody else. You're the only one here. It's you and God.
Yes, thank you.
He's looking down with His love and with His compassion, with His grace and with His mercy. And He's saying, I love you. I love you with all of my being, so much so that I gave my only Son to die in your place that you may be saved today. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. This morning you may be sitting here and you may have thought you've been saved for 40 years. And God's gave you a whisper upon your heart this morning, not to make anybody doubt, But this morning, friends, it's time and high time that we find out where we stand with the Lord God. Have you been saved? Have you been saved? So, preacher, you may be a Sunday school teacher. You may be in some kind of office, and that in the church. Your name may be on the church roll for years. Friend, I'm going to tell you what. God's more concerned about your soul.
Amen.
And maybe you're here this morning and you've been battling and you've been struggling. I need to know. This morning you can come knowing. Bow. Be converted in believing. And friend, this morning you can find the confirmation. Oh, that'll lead you through this walk of life. And you can find that comfort like you've never felt. Glory be unto God. And you can experience change.
Yes.
This morning, maybe you need to be saved. I'm going to ask you to do something before God. Would you slip your hand up, put it right back down, say, "Preacher, I want you to pray for me. I need to be saved." Nobody's looking around this morning. "Preacher, would you pray for me? I've never been saved, and I would like to be saved this morning." Would you slip your hand up, put it right back down where I can see it? Is there one in the house of God this morning? Says, "I want to know more about Jesus. I want to believe that He's come to give me life everlasting." Would you slip your hand up, put it right back down? I want to pray for you this morning. That's all I want to do. Would you slip it up, put it right back down? Say, "I need to be saved, preacher." Amen. I want to ask you this. The heads bowed, your eyes are still closed. Maybe you're here this morning and you know what it means to be changed from the old man. But boy, it's been a long time since you lived that way. Maybe it's been a while in that since you felt the Holy Spirit. Maybe it's been a while since you've thought about that comfort that God offers you. Maybe you've been going through a storm and maybe you've just kind of forgot all that God's done for you. God bless that hand this morning. God bless that hand.
Oh, God.
You're here this morning, you say, "Preacher, I want you to pray for me. That I'd get closer. That I'd know Him more. That I'd believe deeper than I've ever believed. And that I would cling to the comfort of the guide that He's given me here in this walk of life." If they be one this morning, lift up your hand, put it right back down. Say, "I want you to pray for me this morning." Preacher, God bless that hand. Would there be another? God bless that hand. Would there be anyone else before we pray this morning? God's dealing with hearts as we speak. I believe He's wanting to really change somebody's life. If you're here, would you slip your hand up, put it right back down? Say, "I just need prayer. Would you pray for me?" Amen. God bless that hand. They're going to sing a verse of invitation this morning. And if you need to come and exercise and that's your right to use this altar before the sight of God, say, "Lord, here I am. God, You know my heart. You know who I am. God, I need Your help. Would You strengthen me? God, would You help me?" Maybe you're here and you don't want to come alone. You want to grab somebody by the hand. Maybe a spouse, maybe a friend. Maybe grab your family and say, "I need to pray and I need to pray now." And you want to come to this altar. Would you come as they get ready to sing? Would you make a choice this morning to live that changed life? Maybe you've neglected it for some time. God wants to restore the joy of thy salvation.
Yes.
Would you come as they sang a verse of song? God's got power this morning to redeem, to bring you home. Would you come as they sang? Amazing grace. Others need to come. Would you come?